Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo Events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Everybody, everybody,
don't see it, that we all know.
Can't break my soul.
You don't think it, you won't be it, that love ain't yours.
Can't break my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it, that we all know.
Can't break my soul.
You'll have a stress and I'll take less, I'll justify love. We go round in circles, round in circles, searching for love. We go up and down, lost and found.
A man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Are your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois. And that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets, and if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible, but we can bring Black hair care back. there are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is someone you know very well. She's been with us many, many times. She's well-known for the 10 things that you didn't know with Mary Reed Johnson right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show Network. And I am so excited to have her back today. And she's going to tell you about a very, very special countdown. And I'm super, super excited about it. Mary Reed Johnson,
yes,
take it away.
All right. You're not as excited as I am, I tell you. This is the day that we've been waiting for. Extra great top 10, because if you are familiar, of course, with hairradio.com or Upscale Magazine or, oh gosh, what you have other therapy.com, then yeah, you know we're going to talk about you today, Carrie. I'm going to call you the Wizard of Radio.
You're kind, Mary. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you and our fans out there indulging us at this time. These are some interesting. I think this is going to be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, really, truly, truly, I've seen stuff on your site that like 3 and 4 years ahead of me seeing it anyplace else. So it is high time we talked about you, Carrie, and what you do.
You're very kind. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. And I have to say, it's always a little difficult for me to talk about my own accomplishments and things that we've done, because I've always felt that it's not just Carrie Hines. It's something that we all do and contribute to what we do here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and hairradio.com. And so it's a little tough for me to, but I'm going to try today.
Well, Carrie, I'm just going to say this before we start into the 10. You've done over 3,000 interviews, more than 1,000 episodes that we know about, and the number of years, well, we'll get to that later. But why don't we just go ahead so you can, just calm down a little bit. But let's look at some of the top 10 things you've done, okay?
Awesome.
All right, let's get rolling. Number 10, we're going to start 10 and count down to 1. So number 10, I want you to tell us a little bit about hair radio, public relations, and business coaching. What does that mean to you?
Wow. And let me just say, you put together this incredible top 10. I love it. I absolutely love it. Hair Radio's business coaching and public relations and all of that, a lot of folks know that we're on the radio. They've been tuned in. And as you just mentioned, I've done well over 3,000 interviews, and you could just do the simple math on that. And likely way, way, way more. A lot of folks who come on as guests on our show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, they have their own hair products, they have their own businesses, they're small businesses, they're entrepreneurs, I say. and I always say, if you're in our community, you're a solopreneur. That's what I always joke around. But you go right ahead, Mary.
To that point, remember when I said that I've seen things in your world that I didn't see till later. So when you said solopreneur, they use the term now micro business, and those are people who have
right.
you know fewer than six employees, and usually it's just a solo.
Right, right.
Entrepreneur. So
exactly.
You've lived it, and so that's why you can talk about it and why you can help people. You know, they don't have
exactly.
to reinvent the wheel. They can talk
exactly. I've gone through the fire, and I really mean that literally with being an entrepreneur and setting up this entire business. And it's my expertise that I enjoy sharing with folks who are in the hair and beauty industry. So this has been something, you know, and I just want to say, Mary, real quickly, I don't want to, you know, I want to save, prevent, you know, up-and-coming entrepreneurs from giving up or just facing so many things that someone who's been through it can help them to avoid, if that makes any sense. So that's why I kind of created that. And the hair industry, a lot of folks don't understand what public relations, or let me just better say that, they have not been introduced to public relations and how public relations can actually help their business. And that's what
Absolutely.
I want to get across to everybody.
Absolutely.
So
every time I talk to you, I learn
you.
Something. Yeah.
Well,
every
you know,
time I talk to you, I learn something.
Oh, you're kind, Mary. I can say back at you. Now, the public relations, the thing is, how does it help these folks and how does it help the business? And usually PR, which is what public relations is often referred to as, PR is something that has been reserved for those folks who can afford it. So some of the larger scale businesses, of course, they would have a publicist. And a publicist is someone who gets the word out to the general public about your product and or service. And generally, these publicists might range anywhere from, you know, upwards about $3,500 a month. Well, when you're just mm-hmm. kind of getting a business off the ground, it's very rare you're going to have $3,500 a month to someone to promote your business to the general public. And the reason
mm-hmm.
that you want to have a publicist is because they're going to promote your business, which is going to bring you more business and get you into the media, on the media spotlight. So it'll get you into the media spotlight. So you'll have interviews on radio and television and in magazines or print and et cetera. So that's kind of what that publicist's job is. Now, it's a lot more involved, and we walk you through that. So I, in addition, provide business services such as coaching and meet with my customers virtually and or otherwise quite often. And I have the programs here and software and things that help us to stay on top of the needs of what our clients are all about. So that's my wonderful little hair radio public relations. I'm always looking for clients. And by the way, I don't charge $3,500 a month to anybody to assist them with their dreams and goals. My specialty is to provide the same types of services that they would pay that kind of money for and offer it at a fraction of the cost, and usually something that is within their budget of what they can afford. And what that consists of, you're getting a bio, that is what someone of publicists will do for you, a press kit, a media kit, what goes into a media kit, what's the difference between a press kit and a media kit. That's usually where you can always tell if someone is really a publicist or understands PR. Because if you ask what's the difference between a media kit and a PR kit, it's very rare they'll be able to tell you what that difference is. So I'm going to let you find out.
what that's all about.
Carrie, along those lines, and, and we're going to go to number nine, but before we do that, can you let the people know who want to know how in the world they can contact you? I won't press it, but just for at least this one time, will you tell them what's the best way
absolutely.
To connect with you?
Absolutely, and I believe that it's further down on your list, which is our Hair Radio online community. And let me spell that out. Hair Radio, just to let everybody know, HAIRADIO. Hair Radio is spelled with one R. So Hair Radio, even like hairradio.com, it's with one R in the middle. So it's like hair on your head and then radio that you hear. So I'm always excited about that. And Hair Radio, online community is a space that's a social media space that was created by me for the folks in the hair and beauty industry to have a space where we could kind of get together virtually or online and read articles, write articles, share knowledge, share information and updates. So that's the easiest way because there I'm a member on the Hair Radio online community, and everybody that we are associated with are members within this Hair Radio online community because it's free, S to the R to the E to the E. It's free. It doesn't cost you dime. You can set up and register for free by simply going to HAIRadio.com. And there you'll see there's a big old members tab that you can click on. And if you are a member, then it'll ask you to sign in or log in, rather. And if you are not a member, you're able to sign up there. So, again, go to HAIRadio.com. Then you'll see a big tab that says members, and you click on that. Now,
that's where people – oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say
that's where people start their win-win-win proposition right there.
Absolutely, Mary. So the great news is that even if you choose not to be a member, which you absolutely should because that's how you stay in connection or contact with us, but also if you would like to just read some of the content, as soon as you go to HAIRadio.com, our website, you'll see a big old blue button right at the top that says read the articles. Click that blue button and you'll be taken right there. And I love it because there you'll see at the forum a whole bunch of what we call categories. But in other social media platforms, they call it like group pages. And this is where a business will have a page where other folks can connect or follow and you know, click the icon and stay in touch and get alerts and all that. That's what these categories are, and we have tons of them. I think that the first one on the list that you see, once you go there, you'll see the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's at the top. That's how you stay in touch with things that we're doing at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And then under that, you'll see the Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins, who is looms very big and large here at our network, with his show Within a Show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern. He does the Vet Talk. He's in his second season on what I produce for the network. Yes.
I am stopping you now because you know too many people. This one's about you. So let's go on to you. All right.
Yes.
Number nine.
Well, to answer your question, Mary, you can reach out and contact us. We have, in addition to our website at hairradio.com, as I mentioned, we also have a toll-free number that's available from 9 in the morning Eastern time until 7 p.m. Eastern. And that telephone number, I'll give you a moment to grab your pen and paper or just type it to your phone. Our toll-free number is 833-402-8882. And that goes right to our customer service, which is wonderful. And even if you call outside of hours, you're able to leave a message. Again, that's 833-402-8882. and it'll take you to live customer service. So we're super excited about that. And that's also our recording line. So we use that line as well to do recordings and things like that. And we love it at Hair Radio. And we record those calls and all of that so that we can always listen back to provide greater customer service. It's always our focus, Mary. So that's how you can reach out to us.
I love it. Thank you for answering that.
Absolutely.
One of the things that drew my attention to you, I don't know if I was scrolling Facebook or what exactly, but it was a graphic that you had. And it was a coffee cup that was steaming. Mm-hmm. And do you know how long it took before I've seen that? So you and your graphics are so on point. So can you talk about your graphics and creating business cards and that type of thing, banners, things
Mary,
that you do?
I would be honored. And this is really a true story. When I started out in the mid-90s, I really never felt that I was graphically inclined. And one of our colleagues, you guys know Ms. Siobhan, who sometimes helps to do little guest co-host spots with us. Well, she used to always encourage me. I've known her for decades, and she would always say, "Carrie, you should do your own graphics." And I just, I don't want to do graphics. I don't like drawing things. I don't like art and stuff like that. I've just never been, thought I was never good at it. And so I kind of would just dismiss it. I literally would. And so that went on for years and years and years. And then I would hire people to do the graphics and things. And I noticed along the way that by setting it up for them to do, it just made it simple, better and easier for me to just take a stab at it myself. And that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I just kept going from there because it was very liberating. And creating things is liberation. It's just, you're free. It means so much to put something and bring something into existence that didn't exist before.
Now,
and so
I have
I'm,
a question.
I'm
do you do a lot of your own photography for the graphics or?
Absolutely. Not only do I, because that's something that folks also don't realize is that I'm also a photographer. So I take my own pictures of everything. And my favorite thing is to do what I call photographs of products. I do product photography. That's my super favorite. I can take pictures of anything and anybody, but I love focusing on products and making still imagery come to life to promote a brand, a hair product brand, or if you look at my photography, you'll see a lot of my Carapi shampoo bottles in different types of ways literally come to life the way that I have it set up. So it speaks so much more than just a bottle of shampoo because we have a hair growth system, and I'll tell you about that as well. But, yeah, to get back to what you say, so the graphics, so along the way I started doing my own graphics and just kept doing them over and over and over, largely like you guys out there who are preneurs, entrepreneurs, or hairpreneurs, also we go, you don't have big budgets. So I said, let me try to do this one little thing at a time. And also, here's the deal, not to be offensive to any of the graphic designers out there, but I had such a difficult time getting, at that time, way back before I started this, a good graphic designer that would kind of execute the things that I needed them to do in a timely fashion. And I started to notice a certain behavior to me that seemed to have a flaky kind of feel to it. So I would get folks who kind of disappointed me one after the next, and they all had similar traits and character flaws and things. So I didn't do well with that. So I said, let me try to do it myself. And that's really what my motivation came from. I had no idea that I would be great at it. folks have told me, and or that they would love my design. And the other thing about it is that to be just treated so incredibly well, to be received so well, and I'll give you how that has what has happened. So most folks know that I have a new partnership. Well, it's not new.
Hey, you're stealing my thunder. That's my number eight.
Oh, that's your number eight. Okay. Yes, you really
are.
Okay,
I see how it is.
So you know what?
Well,
I'm
actually,
gonna wait till you
I think we're going to be talking about the same thing.
Yes,
my number eight.
I was about to leave you right there.
Okay, my number eight is your partnership because of your graphic design prowess. It caught the attention of Upscale Magazine, right?
Exactly. You nailed it, and that is correct. Upscale Magazine, which I'm so proud of. You guys know they have their own website at upscalemagazine.com. That's their website. And they've been around for, at this point, probably about 35 years or so. And it's headed up by a hair industry giant, Bernard Bronner, who is a very dear colleague of mine in this business. He's been at some of my live hair events and shows, and this has been such a, we'll sit down and talk about business and the hair industry and all of that, and his incredible family, the Bronner brother folks. Just real happy to share all of this. And yes, Upscale has been a major, major part. Well, what has happened is that they have, as you said, Mary, they kind of have recognized some of the talent, by seeing some of my digital postings. You guys know that I'm very active on social media, and we put a lot of wonderful things on Facebook and Twitter and over at Instagram and all that wonderful
all
good
over.
Stuff. Plus, aren't we? Yes, all over. Plus, most importantly, our very own Hair Radio online community. Again, go to HAIRadio.com and sign up for free. And we do a lot of postings there. So those are the different places that you can see a lot of our graphics. And what they have done at Upscale, not only do I do a lot of the advertisements, a lot of you have seen my work in the last few issues, and you may have not even realized it at all, because it fits right in with what the Upscale folks are all about. And
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question. Now, I'm not sure if that ties into my number seven, so I'm going to throw it out there, and if not, just finish up your statement. But if it does, woohoo! All right.
Okay.
So my number seven in our countdown of 10 is something about salon furniture. And I don't know if you focus on it as far as some of the graphics or if that's something you sell, or tell me about the salon furniture.
Well, I'll tell you about that. Sure. And just so that on the graphics end, everything that we do at Hair Radio, everything is predicated on the graphics that I design. And so you'll still, just so that you know, and just as you said, to finish that up, you'll see that on the pages of upscalemagazine.com. So that is important. You'll see that also, in addition, a lot of times you go to their events, you'll see my banners and things that are near their tables and all of that that I've designed. So I do all of that. And so for you guys, this is important because you're in the hair business. I'm in the hair business. So I can help you additionally because of my graphic designs. So when I go to hair salons, I'll look around at their walls and I'm like, oh my gosh, ooh. So this is what their clients see. And so for me, when I'm there, I'm always talking with the proprietor, I'm talking with the stylist, and I'm saying, listen, I pull them aside. I don't let this happen in the earshot of their clients. But I say to them, hey, I'm a graphic artist in addition to promotions with hair and beauty. Let me upgrade your wall art. and likely they don't even have wall art. So I'm like, let me create some wall art for your walls. And what that means, I do giant pictures, giant lovely pictures that your clients can focus on that are full, just colorful and beautiful and unique. And,
yes, you have a lot of layers.
So much.
You have lots of layers.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for that. I just think that it just it's more than a talking point at your shop. This is something where they want to take pictures and send out to their social media. So it literally can help your business as well to gain a lot of notoriety. And for me, it's something of helping that shop in its identity and reaching out and connecting with its own community. So those things, if you're interested, just let us know. I'm happy to give you the hookup. And we travel, so it doesn't matter wherever you are. I'm based in Brooklyn, New York, but we deal, as you guys hear, we have everybody from coast to coast connected to hairradio.com again. That's what that hair
right
radio
on. That's, that kind of goes to my number six. It's about the hair radio, online community.
You get there. Well, we're going to talk more about that. But you mentioned number seven, and I apologize. I think I may have skipped over your number seven.
You just
and
touched it like 33 seconds.
Yes, but let me tell you, the salon furniture auction is very important, SFA. Several years ago, I realized that there was an opportunity to learn and work within the salon, the furniture that goes in the salons and in the barbershops. And like everything else, you have different price points. If you're looking for budget type furniture, it's hard to find anything on a budget these days, as you know. But also, the more you pay, it's likely that you'll have some longer lasting furniture for your shop. And salon furniture is not it's not cheap, shall we say. You know, it's not something that's so inexpensive. It costs a lot. And and with that being said, I have connected with an incredible company in my neck of the woods who works with us in tandem with Air Radio to bring the masses, to bring to the masses some incredible furniture for their salons and barbershops. So that's what happens, and that's exactly what happened in our case. And I wanted to create an opportunity so folks who already have salon furniture that they wanted to kind of upgrade some of the furniture that they have. It's not tattered or messed up in any way, but they didn't want to quite toss it out. They wanted to give it or auction it off for others who might be interested in recycling that furniture or giving it, repurposing it or giving it a second life, if you will. And others are interested in new salon chairs and new, you know, backwashers and things like that. So we could, at Hair Radio, we can help whichever way you wish to go. What salon furniture auction is all about. I'm looking at bringing back the entire website, and we used to have it that folks used to bid on the items, and whoever won with the best bid, whoever came in with that, got the chair or got the whatever it was. So folks would put their used items up, and we would have auctions on it online.
So instead of going to Facebook Marketplace, you could do that, you know, and you don't have to wait for stuff that you don't care about.
Right. Let me just say, there was no Facebook Marketplace when I started the salon furniture auction. So let me just say.
Do I need to emphasize, I see things. I'm going to say, do I need to emphasize how often I've seen things 3 and 4 years on your platform? 3 and 4 years later, I see it on other places.
Thank you.
So this is another one.
Well, I appreciate that. And so we will be expounding on SFA, the Salon Furniture Auction, again very soon, and I'll be building it out within the next couple of years. You'll see it really take hold, and folks are still so very interested. I get messages all the time through our Facebook pages and through everything else. We're going to set it up at the HOC, which I understand is next on your countdown list, which is the Hair Radio Online Community. So we'll talk about that right there. So if you're interested,
okay,
go to hairradioonlinecommunity.com, hairradio.com, and click on the forum button, and you'll
about the hair
be into the song. Yeah. Or that like
yes,
big blue button I just said.
But, you know, I gotta say, you do a lot beyond my list. You know, as you talk, then I'm remembering other things. So
wow,
can you talk about some of the side things? We'll say that they're tied with number five because you do a lot. So what are some of the other things that are part of the Wizard's World? Share.
Hair Radio, Carrie Hines, the Wizard of the Hair and Beauty Promotions Biz. Well,
yes,
listen, I would like to say that doing this for so very long and helping so many barbers and hairstylists and tiny product companies to grow has been the focus of my work. So when you say, like, what are some of the things I'm working on now? Well, one of the big things is to make sure that the folks who started out in this genre, in this building of a brand, get the respect that they deserve. And I think that Dr. Willie Morrow has meant a whole bunch to me. I've interviewed him decades ago myself, and of course was introduced to his amazing daughter who has traveled right in the same footsteps. We're talking about Cheryl Morrow. So here's what I've been working on, Mary, which is to, at the Hair Radio Morning Show, I love this. This is where the guests who are standing by to appear on our radio show, so they're in our virtual green room. So you have to imagine this. Mary Lee Johnson's waiting, standing by in the wings, if we're in a theater, to go out onto the stage. And that's the same kind of concept. So Mary's waiting to go on air live so that she can be heard by our fans all over the world. Well, this virtual green room where I can use this so that they can talk privately and prepare for their appearance before going on live. And so this carries a name. We have decided to name it. So every so often, it started out as the Hair Radio Green Room, and that's still the unofficial name, now. And it was once we paid tribute with the Cicely Tyson Green Room, so from there it has moved over, and we've added to that list with now the current name, which is Dr. Willie Morrow and Cheryl Morrow Green Room.
Fantastic.
So I'm so excited. That's at Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's where we keep them, especially Cheryl's amazing dad, Dr. Willie Morrow, who we lost all that not long ago. And so what we want to do is always pay tribute. So by being able to announce that we've got, you know, the amazing Mary Lee Johnson in our wonderful Dr. Willie Morrow and Cheryl Morrow Green Room standing by. So those types of announcements can be made when our guests hit the mic at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So it's my great honor to do so, and Cheryl has been on our show, and I spoke with her about this, and she thinks it's a great tribute.
Well, it is a great honor, and just it took you to do it. So, oh gosh,
thank you.
I know that she appreciates you, and we appreciate you too, Gary.
Yeah. Back at you, Mary. It's just a joy The hair people, I hope that I have really lived up to the promise that I made. I remember going to my first Brunner Brothers live hair show down in Atlanta, Georgia, long before I knew who everybody was, but no one knew who I was. That's how I started. So, and I used to just sit and dream of meeting Bernard Bronner or the Bronner Brothers or you know, Madam C.J. Walker, great-great-granddaughter, Alelia Bundo. I would dream of these people. I would read about them. And I just never, it took many years, not just to get to meet them, but to develop and cultivate friendships. So that's what we've done. And so it's been decades, and I've worked with all of these folks.
Hey, and
so
you earned all
wonderful.
Of your flowers, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Well, one thing that Mr. Bronner did and you did, I mean, you had a lot in common, but he
yes.
wrote a couple of books, and you wrote a couple
yeah.
of books too, but the one I ran
yeah.
across first was what I'm putting on as my number five, and it's
Ooh.
A book called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was, you know, tell us about the journey to even create such a thing. And this, again, was
Absolutely.
Not yesterday you did this. You know, you
this
did this before
true.
It was a thing.
Exactly. And
talk to me about
started,
your book.
Absolutely. How to Get Rich in the Hair Business is something that I wanted kind of a snazzy title that would get your attention. A person who was in the hair business or hair industry and looking to kind of gain notoriety, if you will, to increase your profile in this arena. And so that's what I said, let me just sit back, utilizing my experiences and literally sitting down and typing at that point. When I started this, they did not have the just speaking into the you know, the mic or whatever and letting it type for you. And I'm old school, so I do my own typing still. And so I type into the computer my thoughts and all of that. Now, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which at this point is celebrating over 10 years in publication.
Wow.
So I'm super, yeah. And the whole project was introduced at a live event called The Legends. I remember and I'll talk about that, but it was so important. And I love the book. And so I've updated it several times because I just can't put something out 10 years ago and think that that's a done deal in the hair business
right.
where everything is always evolving. So I go back and I freshen up the pages every so often or make additional notes. Now, usually, Mary Reed Johnson, when I do something like a book or like in this case, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business that I've written, and it is available on Amazon.com or just contact us at Hair Radio and we'll get your book if you're looking for a autographed copy. We still have them available. So, but
you
my favorite rock. Thing is, well, what really kind of the book breaks it down. It breaks it down. So many of the folks, remember I mentioned about that you know, it kind of is about $3,500. I used to charge about $1,800 a month and all this kind of stuff. But again, we work within the folks' budgets. For PR and ones that can afford what they can afford. So, but the book is a great way to start. And everybody can afford the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. And let that be your harbinger. Let
your
that
start.
Be your forerunner
yes.
of learning on what promotions and what next steps you should do. So, again, the book is called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's available with us at Hair Radio. You can reach out to us through our customer service or any of our social media and let us know you'd like an autographed copy. We also can ship them out to others as gift items, etc. And it's available also if you just want to, you can't wait, go to Amazon and just get a copy today. So the most important thing is that you're getting a copy. And so, but
and I have an autographed copy.
You most certainly do. And Mary, I'll tell you something. What that How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book has done for me is that it has been a perennial title. And a perennial title is something that continues to generate sales. It continues to reach folks. And so I've been able to write, as you mentioned, a little bit for other folks. So I literally, folks ask me to write introductions on their books. Folks ask me to write their books. I literally can write and promote and publish a book for someone. All you have to do is say, I want a book on this, and we'll take care of it. So
that is so cool.
Yeah. So we do publishing, book publishing as well. And so, yeah, this is a one-stop shop. I guess you guys are starting to kind of get to know here at HairRadio.com and everything that we're all about at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I got to just say, Mary, let me just tell folks, if you guys out there are just tuning in, today's a very, very special broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I have an opportunity to speak with the incredible Mary V. Johnson from Hair Head Heart. And Mary, you usually do these wonderful things, and I know we're going to talk a little bit more about HHH, but your contribution that everybody knows you for, the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know that you've done some incredible 10 things that you didn't know, and we love that. So it's 10 things that you didn't know with Mary V. Johnson, and you have done some incredible things with bringing us more knowledge about everyone from Dr. King to Dr. Willie Morrow and others. So I'm real proud about that. Yeah, and
well,
we're doing a form
of
that today.
Well, I just appreciate you. Yeah,
we are.
You've got, you're very simple, but you have many layers. So paring it down to even 10 was like almost painful because there's so much that you have to give and you share and you know, you're very generous with your time and your effort.
You.
So I applaud you wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
Where are we? Well, you know what? I have an actual sort of list, but I'm going to go to number 4 on my list. And it kind of ties in again, you know, back to your creativity and then what you're doing with Upscale Magazine. I know we talked about the graphics with them earlier, but can you talk about being a radio creator with Upscale?
I most certainly can. And this is something that is very important. And there's so many different kind of legs to this connection with Upscale. You guys know Upscale Magazine, and I just love Upscale Magazine. I was telling one of our colleagues the other day, when I look at a lot of the classic TV shows like the Jamie Foxx show or any of those 90s shows, I often see in the background, in their props and their, on their sets and all this, Upscale Magazine. I literally see the Upscale Magazine in the background. And I said, oh, my gosh, there's our Upscale. And it's so exciting to see. I really do. And it's just wonderful to be connected with an iconic brand. And so when they wanted to get into a little bit more of the communication, the broadcasting side, they came to me. And that's what we've been able to do is to develop a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network that really takes and kind of works in tandem with their incredible brand, their incredible magazine, And in addition to that, I mean, it just is so many other layers to it. But, yes, it takes their magazine, some of the wonderful stories and some of the special features, and allows us to talk about them throughout our radio network, throughout the Upscale Magazine Radio.com network. So that's what that's all about. And I love it because oftentimes, like, they go to all these incredible premieres with the, like in the case of all these wonderful movies and things that come out, the Upscale folks are there. They're kind of based in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. They're down in Atlanta. And they get to go to these events. And so with that, we have access to all of those folks. So we have incredible interviews that we share, and we put on the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Upscale Magazine Radio.com site, which plays the 24-hour network. We share all of that, and then we also get the opportunity to take some of that gleam over to our 3-hour morning show broadcast called the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we get to really push that out there. And nobody quite has a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network like Upscale.
Nobody quite has the amount of energy you do either. Oh, my goodness.
We're on right now. So we are always on. Yes. So UpscaleMagazineRadio.com to listen in. And we love it. I know that you have been working on a very special series, 8-parter, if you will, for the Vet Talk Radio Show. Can you tell us a little bit about this wonderful new project that everybody will be able to listen to?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. And I've been working on the top terms that every veteran should know when they're filing a claim. Very important.
What does this cover, Michael?
Oh, we're going to be talking about things like what's the VHA, Q claims, bilateral factor, SMC, TDIU, the VA math, and we're going to go in hard and deep, Carrie Hines.
This is important. Now, why is it necessary for the veterans to know the top terms when they're filing their claims for compensation?
Well, it's so very important because this helps you, the individual veteran, to maximize your compensation by knowing these terms. You're not going in blind filing for compensation, and you don't understand a whole lot of what you're doing. And you know, Carrie, even if an individual veteran is working with a veteran services officer or organization or any of those, it doesn't really matter. The claim that you're filing for as an individual veteran, it's your claim. And the more educated that you are as the individual veteran, that what it does, Carrie, it makes the claim process go a whole lot smoother because, as I said, you're educated. So you know what to file for. You know why you're filing for something. You understand what's going on around you with the claims process. Because the claims process can be intimidating. It can be frustrating for a veteran, especially when they're not educated. That is the number one thing.
That's what brings me to this. This is why it's so important that the work that you're doing, Michael Hopkins, with the Vet Talk Radio Show. And again, just a reminder, Michael's on Tuesdays at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. And, you know, as you always say, Michael, you do not have to be a veteran to tune in. It's very helpful if you are a friend or a family member to a veteran I think, and not just that, but I think it's also just helpful information that I think anybody can get a whole bunch from what you're covering, and definitely can help the veterans along with their processing. So, Michael, great, great work. Okay. Again, your 8-part series, the top terms, you want to listen out for that right here and throughout our platforms. Again, the top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. Michael Hopkins, we are excited.
Oh, yes.
Okay, folks, stay with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Back to the middle.
listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at The Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Thursday morning, January 26th of 2023. Yes, and I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and it's so great to have you guys with us. It's mid-show, about 7:07 in the morning. That's Eastern Time. If you're out in the Central Time Zone, it's about 6:07. We've got a lot still ahead if you're just joining us and tuning in. So let me, without further ado, bring the colleague of the morning, the queen of the mornings. You guys know her. She is out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And we've got some big news and some things to talk about. First, we're going to get started with our hope for the day with Nicole Marie. Good mid-show morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yes,
and yeah. Happy mid-show.
Yes, how are you doing?
What a
down
wonderful
here?
Morning.
Today?
I am doing wonderful this morning. How are you?
Good. Doing great here in Brooklyn, New York. You know, it just rained and rained and rained for like a 24-hour period here.
We sent the rain to you, up to you then.
Yeah, you really did, and you sent a little bit extra. So thank you for that. So listen, guys, it has just been a remarkable show. And if you guys have been tuned in, Mary Lee Johnson, who usually does the top 10 things that you should know with all kinds of different subjects, she'll be covering Black History Month. That's her next installment.
Awesome.
Right
here. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, me too. So it'll be
premiering
in the next week to come. Yeah, she's doing great, and she's looking forward to returning to the airwaves right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with the next installment. So really good stuff. And we've got a lot to talk about today, Nicole Marie, on this live broadcast. Yeah, so we're going to be getting into all of that in terms of what's happening with our big, big live show that's coming up on Monday, the 6th of March. 2023.
Yeah.
And this is important because a lot of folks don't realize, but that's the same, very much the same weekend that IBS, which is the International Beauty Show in New York City, happens. So the Beauty Show is the 5th, 6th, and 7th. And not all that far in terms of geographic location. It's all in Manhattan, and you can just Uber over from one location to the other. And so, you know, while you're at the International Beauty Show, which we call IBS New York, simply, you know, while you're there, shoot on over to us, and you can go back to them and all that wonderful stuff on Saturday. Actually, there I'll be there at the IBS show on Saturday and Sunday, and then shoot back for our event on Monday. So it's really going to be busy. And speaking of which, Nicole Marie, we're gonna have to figure. We got a lot of logistics to work out between now.
Oh yes.
We'll be talking about
that. But I look forward to it. I know it's going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah, and I'm super excited. This is going to be one for the ages. It doesn't happen very often where we have all this going on, but we have really pulled everybody together. You'll get a chance to meet yours truly. I'll be there if I have not had the pleasure already. Nicole Marie,
so
I'm super excited to welcome you guys to the event. And we're going to have a great time live and in person. And it doesn't get much better than that. So that's going to be nice. And Michael, I'm hoping Michael can make it out for that, you know, to represent the veterans. And if not, we'll plug him right on in.
He'll still be there.
A whole lot of, we've got the social media. We'll be broadcasting live and all these other things going on. So everybody will be able to take part in the experience. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com or reach out to us. You can do so by simply calling our toll-free number, and that's 833-402-8882. So again, that's 833-402-8882. Yes, and that is available. That phone number is always available between 9 in the morning and 9 in the evening, East Coast time. So if you call outside of those hours, you'll need to leave a message. But real excited. And, you know, we're just doing our things. And
we
are.
Always something exciting going on, Carrie.
Yeah.
Always.
So we're going to talk more about that. But first, we lead in with Nicole Marie and the hope for the day.
Yes, thank you, Carrie. Is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And at one point or another, there's always something that we're going through. And hope is so important because it gives our life meaning. And so I want to share hope for today for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So I will share an inspirational way from the book to lift your spirit for today. So today's moment is value your time. The simple reality is there isn't time for everything. We have no guarantees of how much time we have, so we must respect it. We must spend it wisely, not working every waking hour, but living, loving, and learning.
Well,
that's powerful for today, because we definitely have to value our time. That hit home for me today, Gary. Sometimes I spread myself too thin. Yes.
Yeah, I love these hopes. For the day, because each day you give us hope, literally, mid-show, and we're always so excited. It means something, and that's what the Hair Radio Morning Show, I always have to remind folks, if today's really your first time tuning in, you may not be aware kind of how we do things here, but we're all about inspiration, we're all about we want to get, you know, I really think about it in the way that I go about my life. With the show, and that is to, you know, I want, when I get up, I want to be uplifted. I usually I turn on the news and get the weather and a few tidbits, and I turn the
right.
sound, and I don't really want to hear all, you know, especially the first 10 or 15 minutes, which,
right.
you know, they go
right.
through all the murders and all the stuff that it's just not,
you, don't
you know,
want to hear
not
that,
all that
right.
pleasant. Who wants to hear that minutes after you wake
first
up?
First thing in the morning, right.
And I say to, you know, here I always have to battle media because a lot of this is contrived. And I look at the local news here in New York. How much
right.
news do I need? They're on from 4 in the morning, literally, standing out in the dark at places, which makes no sense.
Oh, wow.
4 o'clock in the morning, they're on for like 2 to 3 hours straight. Take a break, come back on again.
Wow.
I said
wow.
to myself, I said, with the same stories over and over, I said, you know what? This is crazy. They have not, this is, it's so contrived. We don't even notice things. We
wow.
don't.
Wow.
I just
we have to pay
all
attention.
I know is that you, yes, and you get a funny feeling when things are not right. You know, when I see
right.
stuff and I too much in my face or stuff that's not really doing me any good and
right.
the same folks and folks who are not doing what they should be doing to uplift humanity and then constant, you know, it just, I don't know, we
it
need
to wear on you
show each day.
Yes,
yeah, starts
we
wearing
do.
You.
Yes.
So we need this broadcast. I yes. love uplifting our fans from all over the
yes.
world,
getting yes.
charged with that, and playing some, you know, some of these songs,
inspirational,
Nicole
encouragement.
Yes, you need the positivity. We all do, especially in this day and age. And
yes.
I was saying back, you know, if you guys are just joining us, you might have missed, we played some real, these songs went back a
oh,
bit.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
We went way back. But on Thursday, we do throwback every day. You know, it's not just throwback Thursday here at Hair Radio. It's throwback
right,
every
right.
day.
Every day. Right.
It's every day. And on Thursdays is Thursday throw way back.
Way
so
back.
Did.
Yes.
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 Okay,
take
well,
way
we're
going to
bring some,
to remember.
We're going to play some more recent songs in just a bit.
Okay.
Today, we're going to talk more about the live hair event. I was chatting with Mr. Kyle Knight last night, and
right.
he's so looking forward to performing at the show. He wants to do a
I'm excited
there.
To see
well,
him.
Yeah,
live
too.
And in person.
Yeah.
Yes, I love his music.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to be there. He's great. You guys are going to just adore him. He's really smart, very kind. He's very serious about what he does. He takes
yeah.
His performances and things to the hilt. And, you know, and I've had a chance to work with him at our shows way back when, and he's been always someone we can rely on. So I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
My dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, Eugene Davis, Siobhan will be there.
Awesome.
Gail Bruni's going to be there. Jay Ellis, I talked to her last night. She'll be there. Tara. Who is from Yada TV, she's going to be there to help us to co-host the red carpet portion of the event.
All right.
I'm also looking at Tyra Beck, who's going to be flown in from California. Keisha, our resident hairstylist, Keisha McAllister, she says she's coming out as well to the
Wonderful.
East Coast. She's all over California as well. So it's going to be a real... It's going to be, and that's just so far, guys. We haven't even gone in yet. That's
wow.
just so far. So
this
it's
is
going to
be an amazing event.
It is. It is. And I talked with Lionel Williams yesterday as well. I was busy. And so he's looking at his calendar to see if he can
Great.
Come out. I'm hoping he
Great.
Does. And I think I'll get a chance to run into him this weekend, so we'll get a chance to talk about that. But I'm real honored. I mean, this event, what it's all about, in case you guys would like to know, it's one of a kind. You're not going to find this kind of thing every day. where I literally bring a lot of my class A, I mean, this is top tier hair and beauty folks, together for one day only, where you're going to be able to turn and bump right into somebody that you heard or met or any of those things, literally live and in person. And
right.
Each of these folks, they're all, you know, folks who have accomplished things. They're all names. They're all successful in their own right. Most are entrepreneurs. And again, I say entrepreneurs because that's what we do as entrepreneurs. And, you know, we do that every day, you know.
Right.
And so you'll get a chance to mix and meet up with us and really put it together. Michael was going to be beamed in, likely beamed in. We'll chat with Michael Hopkins, the host of VTR Vet Talk Radio Show, a little bit later about that and what he's going to be doing. He's got a job, too. He's got
awesome.
A job for our event. And again, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's the Hair Radio Show live on stage at the Gene Frankel Theater, in New York City, in Manhattan, in New York City. It's going to be in the East Village section of Manhattan. I'm super excited about it. And I just love the theater. And once you come in through from the outside, there's a little stage there in our little greeting room. I call it our, it's like a reception hall. And it's really, really nice. You go through there en route to reach the theater. And we're going to have a lot. We'll have seats on the floor. We've got riser seats. There's a big stage area. And I'm just going to, we're going to bring it. And all I need is a stool and a microphone. We've got more
than
that.
You will take it away, Carrie
Hines. Take it away. And and I've got a lot to say. If you think I got a lot to say on the Hair Radio Show, you ain't heard nothing yet. So, and I plan to let you have it in a good way. And it just reminds me, you know, yeah, we've got a lot to say. It's live. It's going to be a bit raw at times. It's going to be very honest. It's going to be real talk.
Well, we already know that, Carrie.
Yeah, I don't bite my tongue much. And so, you know, if your ears are, you know, you're not quite ready, I suggest you prepare now. Because, we want to talk real talk. And we, you know, I will definitely, you think I wake you up each morning now. You'll be very woke after this experience. Trust me on that. You will be totally woke. We definitely have a lot to talk about. So if you've been one of these folks in our community, fast asleep, have no idea about what's going on, then you need to come out to this event on Monday, March 6th, 2023.
You do not want to miss it.
And, no, you don't. And like I said, Nicole Marie's going to be there. Michael Hopkins is going to make an appearance. I'll be there. We've got a boatload of others. They're going to be talking. They've got a lot of businesses out there. A lot of folks will be able to you'll learn from them. I'm going to see if we can do some demonstrations, and I don't know how we're going to get that done unless we might do some stuff a lot on video as well. And then live performance with Mr. Kyle Knight, who's going to take over our music portion. And then in and around Kyle, we've got an incredible playlist. We've asked for your favorite songs, and you know I'm going to share a few of mine. So it's going to be really nice. A lot of the music that you've heard here will kind of be in that vein, so it'll be real nice. And some surprise visitors, that's not all. And I've got and we've got some surprise gifts. We'll be distributing VIP bags. It's just a lot going on. There'll be beer, wine, and water. There'll be fruit, and because we can't, I'm going to say about the fruit because it's the theater. They don't want food inside the theater.
Right.
So we've got to but you don't need to. There are a zillion, again, for you guys outside the area. This is New York City. They got restaurants and stores and places until the cows come home, literally outside the door. You know, you can get around in the city. It's very robust. This is not, you know, quiet suburbia, per se. It's high-rise towers and brick cement. You know, you
right.
got cement and brick buildings and people galore. You haven't seen so many folks. So it's going to be really, really nice and quite lovely. My hair products will be there, all of our therapy items. If you're looking to pick up a few, hopefully I'll have some left over. So my suggestion is to order now and then, you know, so you're already set. You can
already
do so
have
at therapy.
It, yeah.
KERRAPY.com. I will be signing books, the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. So I'm doing a little book signing there early, doing a VIP session.
Great.
And red carpet session. And I'll be also signing my therapy bottles of shampoo and conditioner as well. And our beard oil. So all that. And we've got some great stuff. You know, I'm going to bring a few things there. So you'll be able to take some souvenirs home if you like. And see, I'm going to try to get upscale magazines in and all these things for giveaways and all that stuff. So I think we're going to have a lot to offer. Wow, that's a lot. And
awesome.
It's still early, folks. It's still
yeah.
early.
We still have a month or so to go, yeah.
Yeah, I think you really got to get it together if you're planning on being there. And this is not a messy type thing. This is dress up, get yourself together. We want you to look good. And, you know, we're in the hair business, so this is we got to bring it, and we're going to look great. And I'm really, really excited. So, Nicole Marie, what are you most looking forward to at this upcoming show on Monday, March 6th?
Wow, just being live and in person, Carrie, meeting you for one in person, but then also
yeah.
seeing all of our guests that will be there. I'm just
yes.
very excited
this
about that.
True.
Yes, just being
yes.
there.
Yes, this is correct. I have to say, I think it's going to be one for the record books. I mean, you know, we're going to have Siobhan is going to be there.
Right.
A lot of the, you know, everybody that you heard. Like I said,
right.
Eugene Davis is coming in from Chicago. You know, Keisha, all the hair people will be able to get together. And
right.
there are a lot more folks to announce. So I
right. It's one thing, Carrie, to hear someone on the radio, to know of them and know, you know, their business, their products, whatever the case may be, but to actually see that person and talk to that person in person is much different.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
That's true.
So excited.
And you know what? Once you see us, and it's just going to be different. It's never going to be quite the same because you'll now have a real picture,
exactly.
a real image to associate the face, you know, the voice.
Exactly.
And so you won't quite, you know, things will never be the same again after that. All the mystery will be gone.
In a positive way, right.
Oh, it'll be replaced with other incredible memories that,
oh, yeah.
That are going to really
We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, so I'm excited, and like I said, folks are flying in. It's going to be a time that you can enjoy the whole weekend here in New York City.
Right.
That day is going to be a real chaotic day. That Monday, I'll be there early, of course, setting up and all that
right.
kind of stuff on that Monday morning and into the afternoon. And the theater, again, Jean Franco Theater, I'm so excited. We're in Manhattan in New York City. And,
wow.
You know, so we're going to get a chance to go around. I look forward to going and letting folks know you got to join us. You got to be
exactly.
in the place.
Exactly.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime networking event. So people need to know. People need to know.
Right.
And I've got a lot of things to hand out. So So yeah, you're going to get your money
worth. Go to Eventbrite and get your tickets.
Yes, Eventbrite.com. There's a lot of education that's going to be talked about. We're not just going over what's happening in the world here right now with the hair and beauty, but also community. There's a big part of that. Yeah, we're also going to be talking about education, what's wrong in the hair, folks, you know, things that you need to know about your hair care. A lot of people have hair questions. A lot of people are concerned about hair loss. So we're going to be talking about that. That's going to be front and center. Of course, you know, you're talking to Carrie Hines Hair Care. That's going to be front and big stuff. So it's going to be a lot going on. So we don't want you to miss it, okay? So that's Monday, March 6, 2023. Again, happening in the Great Big Brooklyn, but no, it's in Manhattan, the borough of Manhattan, and that's in New York City. So I am real excited. Again, that's on March 6th from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. If you have questions, we have an info line. And, Nakomri, please give everybody all of our phones and texts and all that wonderful, good details.
I certainly will. The customer service telephone number is 1-833-402-8882, and you can reach us Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and that is Eastern Standard Time. And also, our texting telephone number, which is 24 hours a day, is 212-812-5023. So you can reach out to us all of the time.
Okay. All right. And always, you know, jot it down. Very, very important. Okay. Good stuff. And if you didn't get or missed any of that, you can see those numbers. All that stuff is right there at HAIRadio.com. And while you're there, you can read a post or something like that. You'll see big buttons and all of that that should respond to everything that you want to know. www.hairadio.com stands for Hair Radio. So we need to get that out there to have only one R in the middle. Hey, I'm turning to Blue, who is out of Jacksonville, Florida, all the way from Jacksonville. And
Jacksonville.
We are so excited. Yes. So, Blue, you're on down in Jacksonville with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Blue.
Divine Energy Candles.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie and Nicole Marie. How's everyone doing this beautiful, beautiful Thursday?
Well, we're doing okay. How are you doing how are you doing down in Jacksonville?
I am doing lovely in Jacksonville, thank God. I am doing very well, thank you.
Okay, well, now we want to hear everything.
But thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We want to hear everything. Now, if today, guys, let me just set this up for Divine Energy Candles. Blue is the amazing proprietor of this incredible luxury candle line called Divine Energy. And I'm so super excited because she comes to us mid-show live each day. And we're here to talk about the scent of the day. And this is the candle scent, which gives us a moment to kind of reset our thoughts, which we try to do for you every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We really do.
What in the world?
Yes, we try to kind of reset the thought patterns here and everywhere with great, enjoyable things, you know, to get your day started in the best way possible. And it doesn't get any better than our scent of the day. So what have you got for us today, Blue?
Absolutely, Carrie. And again, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I would love everyone to just pull up a comfy chair and enjoy a cup of chamomile tea with a good friend. And this scent, chamomile tea, chamomile. I love chamomile. The top notes of our white tea, white tea, lemon, a mint spice, and also a splash of herbal lavender. This inviting scent is rounded off with a hint of cedar and a spoonful of sugar, just like the real thing. So you can enjoy this chamomile tea after a good meditation, when you wake up first thing in the morning. It's very calming and relaxing, just like the actual chamomile tea that you drink, maybe to help you sleep at night.
Wow.
Or just to relax.
Wow.
It also, yes, because of the top note of that white tea, lemon, and mint, you know that it'll automatically take you to another place, just with the white tea and the mint and the lemon. And then that middle note of chamomile and lavender. Who does not love chamomile and lavender together?
Exactly.
Lavender by itself. Lavender by itself will put you in the most... And then
First of all, those are two of everybody's favorites. You know,
It
doesn't get any better than chamomile and lavender. And just the idea of that. So can you imagine the fragrance, from that permeating your home or office, you know? And I'm in the studio, so that's my favorite candle spot. And we all have a candle spot. We all have
that's
a spot
where you work.
For our
candles. You have to have a spot.
And I just love that.
I love it as somewhere where people just are always in that space. You want to keep it nice and relaxed. The atmosphere calming. You know, you want them to feel welcome when they walk into your home or office. You know.
Oh wow, I love this. I'm a tea drinker and I drink chamomile tea.
Me too.
And I'm just relaxed and thinking about my tea and that lemon and, oh my goodness, the lavender and just that, that smell. Oof.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes. And
well,
the base note is just cedar and sugar, so that's going to be a wonderful scent.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you always bring it. You really do.
Always.
And so,
every single day. Love it.
And what does it for me, when you describe the notes. So tell us again those top notes and those middle notes and the base notes and all that. Give us a rundown again for that wonderful the candle of today.
Yes, the chamomile tea, absolutely. The top notes are white tea, lemon and mint. Mm. The middle notes are chamomile and lavender. And that base note is cedar and sugar.
Wow.
On that note, it doesn't get any better than that. Well, listen, Blue, we're going to continue to follow you. When you folks who visit your site and all of that at Divine Energy Luxury Candles, you have a lot of scents there. So give everybody, tell everybody a little bit what else they see when they go to your wonderful website and all that good stuff.
When you go to my site, you'll also see the luxury line of the candle business. Those are the glass vessels, and they come in all colors, shapes, and sizes. You'll also see sage. You'll see wax melter, and this wax melter is for, like, I also make wickless candles because some people don't want to burn, you know, the fire. They don't want it in their house. So I offer a wickless candle, and with that wickless candle,
tell us what a wickless
candle.
Describe that for us. Describe that. I've never heard of a wickless candle.
Absolutely. When I make with the coconut 83 that I use, I'll mix it with any scent of their choice, and mix it, and then I will not add a wick to their candle. It's wickless.
Wow.
There's no wick. So when they get
so
the
it
candle
just
warmer
in the house and gives a beautiful
it sits on that
scent.
Candle warmer. You put the candle onto
candle
the
warmer. Okay.
Onto that candle warmer, and it just goes everywhere as if you were using a wick, but it's no wick involved. It's just the burner slowly melting the candle.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's
that.
Beautiful. It is beautiful.
That sounds incredible. And sounds like a great idea, too.
I have a lot of customers that use those because of their children, or they want to place the candle somewhere up on a high shelf so their kids don't reach it. and they don't have to worry about not getting burnt. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's
putting
not
out
just
no fire.
The kids. Let me say that.
No, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Definitely
no.
A safety
mm-hmm.
option. Yes, I
yeah,
love
yeah, it. I have safety options
careful.
For children. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. Great stuff. Always. You always bring it and remind us. You know, and I've always, every so often, Blue, you've heard me over the months to remind everybody, don't go out and leave your candles burning all day while you're at work.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
keep the
exactly.
house smelling all good.
Right,
you know.
Right, it smells good regardless.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man, it still yeah. smells like that candle. I know mine
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
And also,
yeah,
yep, and also pick your wicks, everyone. When you blow that candle
oh,
out,
yeah.
wonderful. Before you relight it, always, always, always get that burnt part off your candle. So that way when you relight it, you can have a fresh smelling. Not you don't have that soot starting off your house. You have that candle
yeah.
starting that house off. Mm-hmm. That's
and
very,
so
very
flick,
important.
Is it flick your wick or what is that
it's
called
pick,
again?
Pick your wick.
Pick your wick.
Pick
okay.
your wick.
Pick
yes.
your wick.
Pick your wick.
Well, I'm loving that. Pick your wick. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do some picking our wick today. I'll tell you that. That sounds awesome. Listen. Hey.
Yeah.
All right, Blue. Thank you, Divine.
Thank
Energy
you,
Candles.
Blue.
Listen out for Blue's commercial right here. We had it on earlier. We're going to have it on again a little later today. You don't want to miss it. Again, Divine Energy Candles. Loving this today. Chamomile and lavender. All right. Okay, can't wait for
well,
Friday.
We'll see.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, Blue. Good job. Good job.
Thank
we're going to bring up. Now, thanks, Blue.
Thank you,
great
Karen.
Job.
Thank you,
Nicole. And it'd be lucky.
Appreciate it.
And all right. I don't know if Michael has been listening in. Michael Hopkins from down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am. I am here live.
Good morning,
Michael. Beautiful downtown.
Good morning, Michael.
You've got Blue, you've got Nicole Marie, you've got Curry Hines, and you've got all the fans literally around the world who are tuned in to the Hair Radio Morning Show right now. So, Michael, what have you heard this morning?
Wow. Besides my very favorite friend, Mary Reed Johnson, you know I was going to say that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, she
morning.
Is. She, yeah, I love hearing her. I really do. But I'm just intrigued with Blue and these candles, man. It's like Blue, you're always coming up with something. And you know, I don't.
It is intriguing.
You know, wherever you get this from, Blue, I tell you, it inspires me. To get my bachelor's degree in candleopathy. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Great
I
job.
You
know, Blue, she does it. Yeah, you do. And you deliver every day to the fans.
Every day,
and
yeah.
We appreciate
every
it.
Day.
And we're all raising our hands. We're all fans of what you do. So keep
oh.
up the great work. Yeah, keep up the good work. It's all that matters.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh,
okay.
That's an amazing day.
You too. All right.
Oh,
Blue
yeah.
down in Jacksonville, Florida. She always checks in with this mid-show, and we just appreciate the effort and gives us a great sense. And again, what she does allows us to reset our minds and reset our spirits. For me, I literally think of what she's saying when she, it's almost like you can't help it. You know, when she mentions the chamomile and lavender, I'm like, and
oh,
my,
yeah.
you know, when she goes back, I got to tell Blue to give us some of those descent replays, we're going to call it, where she gives us some that she's given us in the past, you know,
right.
she, I want to revisit some of those. She has gone in. So we're going to call it
Scent
Replay.
Yes, she has.
Yes. So, Blue, out there, if you're hearing us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we got to get you to give us some Scent Replays, Miss Blue. The Scent Replays.
I will definitely do that.
Absolutely. Oh, listen,
great.
Oh, Blue, you got it.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Blue. All right, have a great day down there in Jacksonville, Florida. Stay nice and dry. Out there in the sunny air. All right.
Thank you, Blue.
We're gonna check in with Blue.
Have a great day.
She did an awesome job, as always. She'll be with us on tomorrow, same time, mid-show. Check in with us. It's going to be a special show. We have a lot of folks coming in for the first time. So you're going to hear some folks. And like I said, I've got, when I tell you I have a stack of new people to introduce you to, I mean literally a stack of new people to introduce you to.
Awesome.
I've got some surprises also coming up.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to just talk about one because I'm waiting to schedule this one person. She's been nominated for an Academy Award, and they do like hair and makeup, and they did the set of she was nominated for this movie is really, really, really big called Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So I cannot wait to hear back from
you. Oh,
wow. So we'll see. Well, we've got some feelers out, and we're going to see what we can get done. I reached out. She's responded back to me already. So we're trying to get it all set up. So hopefully we'll be able to bring her
definitely
to you.
Definitely look forward to that.
Yeah. We always are working here at the Hair Radio Morning Show to bring you the very latest and introduce you to the very best people. The best name brand folks out there.
I tell you, you wouldn't be Carrie Hines if it wouldn't be.
Exactly.
You're
I
very
tell you.
Thank you, Nicole Marie. Now, Michael,
always
I am excited.
First.
Yes. Well, we've been talking about this big day coming up Monday, March 6th. It's the live version. We're going to be live because we're live every day on radio. But on Monday, March 6th, we're going to be live and in person, where you have to come out to see us and meet us. So that's going to be important. That's going to be very, very much fun, and I'm really, really excited about it. It's going to be 2:30 in the afternoon until 6:30. We're going to broadcast, speaking of which, we're going to broadcast from the event. We're going to broadcast right over the radio show at the event. We're having a special broadcast that Monday afternoon, as well as being on social media, as well as in person. So we're going to be hitting you from all different angles on that day. You don't want to miss it. So I'm real excited. I'll probably put on, we'll get it out and get it together, where we'll probably put on the show on radio from, say, 2 to 3 or something like that, the first part of the show. So we can kind of get you guys all set. We'll have you guys kind of following along as we load and get the show together. So we'll take you behind the scenes and all that wonderful good stuff on that Monday. So lots coming up. Michael, you're going to be, we're going to be zooming to you, literally, down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. You'll be giving us coverage from, and maybe we can even get some claims talk out of you to share with everybody on our community side. You think, Michael, you'll be able to do that?
As we were saying, the United States Army. Yes, Sergeant.
you kind of got me on that one. Okay, Hopper Hopkins. Listen, we got a lot more to go. Thank you for that, Michael. We got a lot more to go this morning. And so you just remind me, early this morning we had on Mary Reed Johnson, and she was giving us, she gave us the top 10 some of my top 10 talk, and based on some of the accomplishments that we have out there. And it was so funny, we had on, I switched the clip over to Michael as well within seconds, and I said, hold it. It was so, it was very interesting. You guys got to play it back. You're going to love that little transition from Mary to Michael, and it was really great. And we did a little promo with you, Mr. Michael Hopkins. So that was real nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more in the next hour about what you have coming up on Tuesday again. we'll continue to talk about that because it's important for the veterans and all of that. So listen, why don't we take a little commercial break? We've been doing some long talk this morning. We're going to get in, talk in the next hour, not just about the upcoming live stage show, the live stage event that's happening on New York City. We'll also be talking about therapy and some other surprise talk, all happening this morning. So let's take a commercial break, and we've got a lot to share. Just stay with it.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life
species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
What I've enjoyed doing all my life from a little girl, I always loved messing with my sister's hair. They had beautiful hair. And I always enjoyed doing this.
Callie Terrell loves making women look and feel good.
I feel good. Now when I do it again, it made me pay more.
Mrs. Terrell now only works to keep busy and to satisfy a few longtime customers like her daughter, Inez. She's 99 years old and anxiously awaiting her 100th birthday in November.
Now, if I give out my birthday to people, you have to pay for it. November 26th.
How old will you be?
100. How about that?
Her zeal for life is amazing, and so is her work ethic. WRET checked the state of Tennessee, and they first issued her license to operate on January 30th, 1945. She rents space in a salon now, but once had her own thriving business. She's outlived almost all of her customers.
People my age that I used to buddy-buddy with, I don't have a single one. I was in a bridge club. I'm the only one in the club that's living.
Work is part of her secret to longevity.
I'm not used to just being up in the house. See, I work so long. I've just been around people. So I enjoy being with people and doing something exciting.
Most old people, they're so dry and droll. I can't deal with that. I got to live. I do the things that make me happy.
Working brings her joy, but she plans to finally retire at the end of the year. But she says, don't expect to find her sitting around the house doing nothing.
I just be waiting on somebody to call and say, Callie, you busy? I said, no, what is it? Well, come on over here. We doing so-and-so. And I jump in the car and go, I just want to do something.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, January 26th of 2023. I am so excited to have with you guys, Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania, Virginia. So much more coming up. I'm just so thrilled.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a special time
of year,
guys. It really is.
It is.
Not just our, right? But not just our event, not our big hair event coming up on Monday, March 6, 2023 in New York City, but also the International Beauty Show in New York, IBS. That's going to be the 6th of December.
Nice.
So we're, and that's why we chose that date. We want you to go from IBS in New York and come straight and party with us that
great.
Afternoon and into the night. So it's going to be great. Lots of music, lots of fun, lots of people, and lights and cameras and photos and videos.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever want to be seen, this is the place to be seen. So lots of action. And, you know, just some of the other things we've been doing here in preparation. I've been, you know, celebrating as well our over 800 broadcast today was it's our show number today.
Number 813.
That's right.
Oh,
show 813. Which I need to add that to our little info here on Block Talk. So this is broadcast show the Hair Radio Morning Show live number. I'm literally typing it in there right now. 813. Which is just fantastic. Yeah. So we're marching on. We're still moving towards that show number 1,000.
1,000.
Yes. Like this morning, we had a chance to kind of dig into our bag of tricks, so to speak. A lot of things that we've aired that you guys have asked that we kind of replay so that you would get a little bit more, you know, because we've got some interesting talk on these. Now, I've got two pieces I want to get on. One that you have been asking for, and another one that I have wanted to kind of talk a little bit about as well. And so I really want to kind of go on that a little bit. All right, so here, why don't we get on? This particular one is one that I have played here for you guys. It has really meant a lot. You hear her all the time right here. On our show at Hair Radio, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about herself and so much more, and we'll be back with you on the other side. It's not all that long, so just take a listen and stay with us. We'll be back.
Yes, my name is Angela Clark. I am the owner of Clark VO Services, and it is a voiceover company. So it is. It started out with just my voice, but I am an entrepreneur. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, and so that was the reason why, from the very beginning, we chose to create Clark VO Services rather than just promoting Angela Clark, voice artist, because it has always been my goal to be able to work with other voice artists and build a business that was established enough to offer more than just my voice. So that is actually the next phase of my business. Now that I've established myself really well as a voice artist, you know, I work with companies all around the world, Singapore and India. I work with clients from those countries actually on a daily basis. I work with literally around the world. It is just exciting. I love working with clients from around the globe. Big, little, mom and pop businesses to corporate, you know, corporations. It is just every day is a brand new adventure, you know. And like I said, originally it was just my voice. I've established that pretty well. The next phase is to add more voice talent to the company, which is, you know, something we're super excited about here.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I am excited to have you here today because there are a couple things I also wanted to mention that you are also in the hair world. At least you've made a big, big splash in the hair world, literally. And you've,
yes,
you've done some great things, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, too. We really are. But I don't want to gloss over this because you said Clark VO Services. That's the name of the business,
mm-hmm,
for the voiceover work. And so
yes,
this is helpful to folks, you know, just in mentioning that you were going to be on our show. You know, I'm talking to folks and just saying, you know, Angela's coming to the show. I was so excited, you know, and they're like, can I have Angela do something for me? I need her to do a voice thing for us, too. I said, okay, I'll pass that along. And that's really a true story. So this is really
that
nice.
Is-
Right? Does this happen?
Yeah,
like
that is how I grow, Carrie. Yep. Yep.
Aww.
That is really how we grow, is happy clients, spreading the word, you know, like any business, like the hair business for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's how you grow your clientele. One happy client spreads the word. It's the same thing for me. Happy clients,
wow,
spread the word. So.
Wow. Well, now I
and,
want-
you know.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we are on, of course, there's ClarkVOServices.com, but
yeah,
I am on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn,
oh,
YouTube. Twitter is, I mean, you can Google my name and you'll find it. ClarkVOServices.com has the links to all
awesome
of our social
that's
media pages.
Fine. And
so that's the easiest way.
Too. Yes, it can come.
Yeah, and YouTube is always a really fun place too, Carrie. I post on YouTube. I post project clips. I love to advertise my clientele, so as long as they let me, I will spread the word for their business as well. You know, I'm in promoting myself, I promote them. I love to go hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
And of course, I do lots of character work as well, so I always post that kind of stuff. So my YouTube channel is informative and somewhat hilarious at times, but we have a lot
yeah
of fun on YouTube.
Well, speaking of which, you also do something where our fans over on our, when we have our 24hourhairradio.com playing, we often will dig up some of your old podcasts, and I hope you, you know, you continue with it because we just love it so much, where you are sharing all kinds of advice and just talking to people about little different doobie-dabs and things. And I just
mm-hmm
found it very intriguing. So please, you know, when you put together some new things or want to dig up any more, please feel free to do so we can get them on out there across. Because since we've last worked together, we are now also shouting out the folks over at Upscale Magazine Radio. They're on 24/7 with their own wonderful format, and we're so proud and excited. So you get to play everywhere. So, yes, you absolutely
that
do.
That is awesome.
Was
yeah,
that
I
nice?
Started that podcast because I, like I said, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, and I have
yeah
that entrepreneurial spirit, and I love to teach people about building business. You know, once
yeah
you have those skills, whatever business you decide to build, the skills apply. And
exactly.
So that podcast was a great, I ended up teaching, I'm teaching a class that is for voice artists right now. But my subject is those business skills that they need to build this,
wow,
to build this business. And so that's really where the podcast came from, is just passing out those skills to other people with that same entrepreneurial spirit. So, yeah, I'll have to let you know when we add more content to that.
Yes, please do. I really mean that. That is huge for us. Also, now, listen, we mentioned at the top of this that you were a salon owner. So I
mm-hmm
gotta talk a little bit about that. So so tell us about your career in the hair industry. You know, you came to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we have to talk about it.
That's right. That is why you are so near and dear to my heart.
Oh,
I did start out as a hair salon owner.
Yes.
I went I went to beauty school at 30 years of age, Carrie, because I had all intentions of, I went to beauty school to get my license to be a salon owner. I never had any intention of always working for somebody else. It was always to be an owner, and I just needed licensed to do that.
Right.
And I had everybody tell me that you could not do that. You needed to work for somebody for a good 10 years, and then you needed to, you know, slowly move into that. But I knew how to operate
a
business.
Well, you're a smart lady. You're a very savvy cookie. You know, you really
I knew that my business would be built on me being a good entrepreneur, a good business owner, and giving my stylist the absolute best place to work. Now, I'm in Pennsylvania, so we are not allowed to do booth rental. So every girl
that worked in my shop, the same way.
Okay, so every stylist that worked for me literally worked for me. They were my employees.
And so
it was always my goal to make my salon the absolute best place for them. As a business owner, I always took that very personally. Like, I wanted my stylist to be so happy in my shop that they never wanted to go anywhere else. Because as a salon owner, you know, the hardest part is it's so destructive to a business when your stylist, you put all that money and effort and time into building their clientele, and then they take it and go somewhere else.
So exactly,
you know, that's destructive.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I can honestly say my employees loved working for me because I always put their needs first. You know, I would, if they, anything within reason, if they wanted to try it, you know, I would figure out a way that we would try that. And sometimes that made the shop money and sometimes it didn't. But overall, I had employees that literally would not go anywhere else. I was comfortable with that. I knew that I could go on vacation and feel that the shop was just fine. I have this theory, as any business owner should have for their business, but I always trained my stylist I wanted to be able to walk away. I wanted to be able to walk away for a time and feel comfortable enough that the shop was going to run on its own. So 99% of the things that I did as a business owner, in combination with all the employees, it could literally be taken care of without me. And I thought, I did that on purpose because I thought it was my responsibility to myself and my family. If something would happen to me and I'd be in the hospital or, you know, sick and couldn't come in, I wanted the shop to still be able to run itself. And so I don't think they even realized it, but between all of them, they could completely run the business. And that was, I encourage every owner, set yourself up that way. So it is not totally 100% dependent on you. Don't carry that burden. Business ownership is hard enough. You know, don't have all that weight on yourself.
You know what? I'm going
to there's my preaching
take
moment.
That to heart because I felt like you were delivering that message right to Carrie Hines, too.
I will pass the offering plate around when I'm done.
Well, then I'm going to stick my hand in there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you, I really have to say that is the best advice, and I'll tell you something else. You know that I've done thousands of interviews. This is not a secret. But what amazes me is in all of those interviews that I've done, I could literally count on one hand how many times someone has told me about their employees. It is so rare that they have even acknowledged their employees. I'm telling you, I wish I were making this up. So I already know that what you're telling me is a 100% big fact, that it's got to be exactly what you said, because you apparently did create an environment like that, because you talked about your employees longer than you talked about anything else. So that's
because my employees were my business.
I love it. I love it.
Your employees build your business. And I know that it's not how everybody thinks about ownership. I know that's not the first thing they think of. And I know that I set the environment, right? In my salon, the environment was my attitude and my personality. That is the biggest thing that we bring to our salon as a salon owner. We set the environment and we set the mood, we set the tone, right? So it is naturally, when I was there, you have to turn yourself on, right? You love people. You love your clients. You love your employees. You have a smile on your face. You're not fake, but because people know that. They know when you're fake. But you have a general sense of, this is my business, and I appreciate and love the people that enter here, whether they work for me or they are a customer of mine. And every single person will genuinely feel that. So when you care about the people that work for you, they care about you. I really had very few, once I realized that, Carrie, I mean, once I learned to really put their needs first and to care about them as an individual, to care about their families, they knew that. They knew that I cared about their children and their spouses and their boyfriends or whatever, their partners. They knew I cared about them as a person. They were the most loyal employees anybody could ask for. And with that, they refer other people. They're like, you know what? You need to come work for Angela. It is the best place you can ever think of working. And that's why the business grew to I'm in a small town, right? I'm in a small town in central Pennsylvania, and it was the largest salon in the area.
Wow.
And I made a very happy, healthy income from that salon. At one point, we had one salon with four locations.
Wow. Incredible.
I just was a girl who knew how to appreciate people, had a strong sense of entrepreneurial skills and drive, and went to school and got my license because I wanted to put that into being a salon owner.
Wow. Well, I say this, and I really mean it. And when I said that you are very smart, very savvy, very sophisticated, you know how to, you know, you use a lot of just plain common sense type stuff as well.
Absolutely.
And you have a good personality and you kind of figure it out, because that's really what's at the core of entrepreneurship. I really believe that, you know, and you let your personality drive your business, and that, and you really figured it out. And I'm paying even more close attention than I think I've ever paid attention to anybody because I love the advice. And sometimes,
hey,
you
love and respect others, and you give your best, Carrie. It doesn't matter what business it is. Those two things lead you to success.
You know what? I think you were right on time this morning here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Literally. I really mean that. And it means a great deal. So, okay, now here's the question. Who pours this into you? How did you learn all this? Because this is not something that is just going to be a natural thing. How did you get inspired?
Oh, Carrie, I'll tell you what. that is such a loaded question. My husband and I both come from very poor backgrounds. Both of us, you know, we both grew up, rural settings, you know, no college educations in our families, no college education for us. You know, we both felt like, at some point you have to break that cycle of poverty, and that poverty thinking. And, we both decided that we were going to scratch and claw our way out. And we decided that we were going to find mentors. We were going to find mentors, like people that had a successful marriage. We were going to find people that were awesome parents, that had the children to show for it, right? Oh. But just because you have a successful marriage does not mean you're a super awesome parent or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So we found those. And then we found people that were successful in business. And some of those people, I mean, we literally had to just beg them to just spend a couple of minutes with or become some kind of, in some kind of servant position. You know, what can I do for you? How can I help you? Can I, anything to spend time with you, to be near you, whether I had to outright tell them that or just somehow put myself in their circles. But I targeted people that I wanted to learn from. And I took every opportunity I could to be around them. And then lastly, honestly, is reading. We studied and studied everything. Marriage books, parenting books, business books. You know, we studied hard and we were broke for years.
Oh.
But we did work our way out of that. You know, my husband and I, we were 17 when we got married.
Oh, my.
We were just
wow.
kids.
Wow.
We were literally kids, and we knew that we didn't want to, we just didn't want to live in that poverty anymore. And
wow.
there's just, we knew that our parents loved us. We were never unloved. We knew that we were loved, but we knew that they couldn't help us because they only knew what they knew. And so we decided we had to go beyond that. We had to get out of how we were living, do better for our children, and change their lives. And in that process, you know, our children have no idea. Our two older ones do. Our older children, we have our daughter's 26, our son is 25, and then we have a daughter who is 20.
Oh,
the 26-year-old and the 25-year-old, they can remember remember being poor, Carrie. They can remember the, you know, you have this much money to get all of your clothes. Let's see, how can we do that? You know, they can remember
wow.
that. The youngest one does not. She has grown up in a totally different environment.
Wow.
We always say the youngest or the two oldest. They remember building businesses and being broke building a business. And the youngest one, she just remembers the success of the businesses.
Well, I always say there's a benefit in both sides.
There is.
Yeah.
There is.
It really is.
I think we might have scared, business ownership out of the first two.
Okay. I hear you. Well,
we might have scared it right out of them.
You've got to tell us your husband's first name. We got to at least be able to shout him out this morning.
Oh, he is my best friend, of course, the love of my life. His name is Josh.
Josh, okay. We're shouting out Josh.
He is my partner in everything. You know, he does do voiceover a little bit with me. But in every business that I have ever done, we tackle it hand in hand for sure. Whether he is seen or not, even at the salon, we always called the salon our family farm because,
wow.
you know, my husband was the guy that helped me with my books and he was the repairman and he was the guy that would paint and he was the guy, you know, he was like, even all of my employees, you know, they knew, we ran the business together. Even if
wow.
he wasn't there on a daily basis, we absolutely run all of our businesses. We run them together.
You know what? You guys, you just have it. You have it together. You know what I mean? However you got there, you know, maybe if you had all those, you didn't have such humble beginnings or you didn't have things, you might be different people and your whole lives would be different. I just think
yep.
That you guys are just remarkable. I love your story. I'm just blown away.
Thank
this
you.
I really didn't expect
Angela, you could knock me over. You knocked me over literally out of my chair here. I had no
I told
idea.
You those were loaded questions.
I had no idea. You know, this is why it is so important. It is so important to share everybody's stories, or, you know, to share each story from each person, because everybody does have a story to tell. And I can totally relate to what you say, and you are going to connect with so many people who are out there and listening to you right now with this. And I just think it's incredible. So we've got to remind everybody the name of your business again and how they can catch up with you, because I think your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook. I think the people are going to be contacting you for voiceover work to help their businesses grow and all that wonderful good stuff. So tell everybody again how they can catch up with you.
Well, my name is Angela Clark. You can always Google Angela Clark, voice artist. But my website is clarkvoservices.com. And if you go to the website, it will direct you to my social media pages. You can message me on the website. You can email me. I'm pretty easy to get in contact with. So any way that you're comfortable, you go ahead and reach out.
Yes. And, of course, you can always connect to Angela right here through her family at the Hair Radio Show.
That's
now,
right.
Yes. Now, speaking of which, I have to say, one of my favorite voiceover announcements of Angela's that we play here all the time, and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show know this announcement. I've had so many guests who've been on our show, and they always reference it, and it goes something like this, and I can't do Angela's, where Angela has her own thing. Let me just say that, her own special gift that we just so appreciate here. But it cracked me up because the ending says, you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio. That's what it says.
Oh, so I don't even remember doing that one. That is so awesome. I'm going to have to listen for that one. I love it.
It is just one of my favorites. And so many people
that is so cool
about it. So really,
your commercials and announcements are so much fun to do.
Well, listen, I have just thoroughly enjoyed them here. So now what's next for you and the company?
Well, so I got to a point with Clark VO Services where it was actually costing me money to leave the house and go to the salon. So yeah. I did have to decide at some point, which one I was going to really put my head down and dig into, because, I made a good living at the salon.
Right.
And I loved my clientele and I loved my stylist that worked with me, and we were like a family there. So it was a lot of tears, mm-hmm. but I knew I was making the right decision. But as of June 1st this year, I had approached one of my stylists and asked if she would be interested in taking over my baby. And she, of course, we both cried, I think for weeks. We cried and laughed and hugged and whatever. But she took over the shop, and I have decided, as of June 1st, I just own Clark VO Services. I am no longer the owner of the Swirl Shop Salon. It is enough. I really, from a business perspective, my husband and I, we're doing the books, and he's like, babe, it's time. It's time that you hand that shop over to somebody else and commit fully. We got to the point where I was not going to sell the salon and then hope to meet my income goals. It had to be solid. So we decided that before I was even going to think about selling the salon, I would double the income that I was making at the salon.
Wow.
And, when we hit that point, it was time. So That's where we're at. And June was a kind of a recovery month. I did my daily work and left the studio and enjoyed time with my kids and my grandchildren and really just relished the fact that I could take some time off and recuperate. And my husband took me out of town several times just to get away. And we, you know, I felt like I kind of licked my wounds and healed a little bit. But we have goals. We have a lot of goals for the voiceover business. And so, you know, now I'm kind of getting back into the, okay, these are our goals. This is where we grow from here. You know, I want to add some more voice artists to the roster for Clark VO Services. So I'm working with other artists. And, you know, I think that's the next step for us. It's
well,
just,
I, hope,
I love this business.
Yes, and I was about to tell you, speaking of that, that it's the perfect partner, what you're doing, with where we are now in terms of technology and the whole world of podcasts. So your business works in tandem with, you know, with the whole thing on podcasts and everything else that's happening. So I think you're, you know, you have really positioned yourself incredibly well. And I think you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. I really, I love it. And, you know, I was just, because I told you I teach a class, you know, voice artists. I teach them business perspectives. And, you know, I was just telling them the other day, think about what we do. We change the world.
Yeah.
I love the fact that I get to help you grow your business.
I feel
like, yes, it's my voice out there, but I'm like a silent partner. You know, I create ads for you, or sometimes it's just I do voicemail for oh, there was this great small business, Dove's Dog Training. Oh, look them up. They are a great business.
My.
And, you know, I just did their voicemail for them.
Wow.
So I love being a part of growing that family-owned business. You know, I feel like, and then I get to promote them on social media. And of course, then we follow each other. And when they post, I share. And that is just part of, I get to help you grow your business.
And vice
and
versa.
That is very rewarding.
And vice versa. And that is, yes, it is incredible. And it is a great gift. And you help to shape, like I said at the top of this, you help to shape what we put out to represent our business. And I just think it's incredible, just incredible. You're doing an amazing job, and we're very grateful. And like I said, I'm just sorry it took so long to get you on our airwaves as Angela. But you made everything happen at the right time. And so,
that's right.
So I think, you know, this is just the beginning. And we're going to continue, and we're going to help you to continue to grow that business of yours and keep folks informed as to what you're up to. So you got to come back.
Well, thank you.
You got to come back.
Thank you. I would love to. You know I love you guys at the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. And see, we every time I hear your voice, I hear all of the announcements. I really do. because we've gotten so used to hearing your voice. It is just bizarre. Well, listen, you
are
just
cute.
Awesome. Yeah, so thank you so much for being a part of the Hair Radio Show family in your own way. You know, you're a big part of what we're doing, and we're going to continue that. So listen, Angela, I want to say thank you again, and any last words you want to leave with everybody today?
Oh, it is an honor and a privilege to work with you, Carrie. It is an honor to be a voice on your station and to be promoting, you know, for you. I just love it. And
you.
I look forward to working with your other family members. You know, it is just an amazing opportunity, and I am forever grateful and thankful. You know, it has been just a wonderful experience getting to know you.
Thank you. Likewise. Like we said, you haven't made it until you've made it. Now you got to know to come right on in.
That's
now.
Right.
You haven't made it until you've made it too.
to the Hair Radio Show.
We'll see you then.
Yeah, insanity. You might as well put me in a straitjacket, baby.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, January 26th of 2023. It's about 8:36 in the morning, and we're live from Brooklyn, New York. It's my great honor and pleasure to be chatting with all of you at this hour. And again, it's our third hour. We're closing in on this broadcast. It's been, again, show number 813. Bring into the line Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. You guys know them. Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. Michael Hopkins, who's down in Spotsylvania, VA. And that's Virginia. And I'm up here, as I said, in DK. So good morning again, guys.
Good
Happy
morning
third
again.
Hour.
Good morning again.
Yes. Happy Spotlight Hour.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's our spotlight hour. That is right. And you guys just heard from Angela, who's one of our announcers here on the show. We usually, we try to take you behind the scenes here and there. We have a few announcers that we use. Mary Reed Johnson started off as an announcer here on the Hair Radio Show. Many folks don't know
that.
several years back, we'll say. And she's been with us throughout the time, and now she does a special segment on our show.
Right.
Purple Barbie started out here as a voiceover person. You hear Purple Barbie every day as well. And we've had some guys, too, who've done some voiceover work for us and welcoming folks to the show and all of that. So we've done our, you know, we do our due diligence here on the show.
Yes,
now, listen,
yes.
We've been
well,
talking
Carrie,
today. Yes. Oh,
Carrie,
okay.
Let me just
sounds
say.
Like Homer's got an announcement. What's up?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Let me just say quickly that the girl power spotlight for today is definitely Angela. Her story, I always love listening back to her story because what an inspiration and encouragement for people. You know, she was well aware of her surroundings, her environment, and she knew that she needed to and wanted to make a change, you know, along with her husband.
Absolutely.
And so they had dreams, they set goals, and they set out and they accomplished them and are still accomplishing them. So Angela is the girl power spotlight for today. So shout out to you,
awesome,
Angela.
Awesome job. And I think, you know, she's doing a great job, and we're very proud
of all
of her. And she just fits in well
her.
With their radio. Yeah.
Yes,
but
she
all
does.
Of the folks, all, I'm going to extend your shout out to all of these ladies, to all of our announcers who've really done an amazing job to help keep us sounding good. So,
Thank you so much.
Good stuff. I wanted to kind of get a little bit in to, if you guys are just kind of joining in, you might have missed our talk earlier. We were kind of bringing you up to speed on this live hair event that's happening in New York City. And I do mean New York City. It's down in the East Village section of Manhattan. Very beautiful community. They've got a lot of great stores for shopping and eateries. And I just, when I get off the subway there, I just walk literally around the corner to the Gene Frankel Theater, which is where we're having the show. And it's just so exciting. It's just to be, now I live here in New York City. I'm down here in Brooklyn, in the southeastern part of Brooklyn, going towards like Coney Island. I'm not out in Coney Island, but going in that direction. And so when I go over into Manhattan, it's just so exciting. There's a lot of hustle and bustle around the theater. There are young people. There's older people. Everybody's out walking around in great spirits. The clothing, I usually can barely make it to the theater because I'm stopping looking at the great clothing I want to buy in the window.
Wow.
Window shopping, as they say.
Yeah, window shopping.
It's really, really great. I'm just excited to, you know, be doing a show in New York City. It's not easy, folks. Ain't none of this stuff that we do here at Hair Radio easy. You know, and it's always been a bit rough, as Tina Turner's saying. So, you know, it's never been easy.
Yep.
You guys know that. But I'm excited about where we are. If you plan to join us, you need to get your ticket like yesterday. The tickets are moving along, and it's an event you don't want to miss. I can't stress it enough. Not only are you going to get to meet, for those who I haven't had the pleasure just yet, I will be there live and in person, but more important to me, my co-star, Nicole Marie. Down in Water Valley. How exciting is that? Talk to us about that.
I am so excited, Carrie. I cannot wait to get there. But, I will be there live, and so excited to not only meet you, Carrie, but to meet all of our guests and our fans that will be in attendance. So excited.
Yes.
So excited.
Yes.
So, yes, I'll be flying out of Memphis, getting to New York.
Yes, which is one of my favorite places. I've actually flown to Memphis, Tennessee as well. And I love the airport in Memphis. And I've also, yes, I love shopping. I love going down there. I want to say, where was I? I think I was in Nashville when I went to Music Row. And I just, that's where I actually got my children's cassettes produced. I've got to really give them the age away talking about cassettes, audio cassettes. But yeah, when I started. Yeah, that's how I got started in radio, guys. And I produced my cassette in Tennessee, and I'm going to chance to
audio
go
cassette.
To.
Audio cassette, wow.
Yeah. I knew you'd comment about that, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
I flew to Nashville. Nashville, the people in Nashville, this was way back when, they were so wonderful and kind and welcoming.
Yeah.
I will never forget it as long as I live. I I'm from the city. I didn't know much about country music, okay?
Right.
But when I got down there and they took me around, now I didn't see a whole lot of chocolate faces, what I saw, but they were so sweet and wonderful. It didn't matter. I felt at home. And they took me all around. They showed me all the big-time music artists. They would actually have, like, homes there that they used as recording studios and all of that. And it's called Music Row. And I just had a great time. I loved it. And then went in and had our big meetings and all of that. So you guys, I always shout out Tennessee folks. I love it, and especially the folks down in Nashville. And then I've gotten a chance to
great
do shows down there. And I just hospitality. So when you come through Memphis, it just means something to all of us. And Memphis has a big history in the country, as we all know. So listen, I'm Nicole Marie's coming up. We're going to be shooting a whole lot of pictures together. We got some photo sessions planned. We're going to be all around the city taking pictures. So you got to get
so
ready.
Excited.
Pictures going 95 South. and
get ready,
Michael
get ready,
is
get
going
ready.
To be climbing in. Yes.
Yes,
and
is.
We are just so happy. Yeah. So if you have not gotten your ticket, buy your ticket today, please. And if you need more information about this, we're here after 9 a.m. Eastern, our office hours from 9 to 9. You can reach us anytime. If you grab a pen and paper, we'll give you the numbers. We'll give you the numbers. Nicole Marie, I'm going to have you give everybody those numbers one more time. One more time right here on the show.
Uh-oh. One more time.
Yes. Okay. Don't know if Nicole Marie heard that. Nicole Marie, can you hear it? Because sometimes you have some trouble with your mic. Okay. Well, while we try to get a hold of Nicole Marie, maybe your line's on mute. Check it out down there. I'll give you those numbers and see if we can get Nicole Marie, see what's going on there. 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-02-8882. So real excited about that. Michael Hopkins, while we have you on the airwaves, what are you looking forward to about this event? Because you'll be able to chat with everybody. We have a big screen there. So what are you looking forward to?
Oh, yes. That is what I'm looking forward to, Karen. Just chatting with everybody.
Oh.
You know, the veterans and non-veterans alike. Just chatting with people. That's what I'm looking forward to. Because,
this means a lot. Because, and listen, we're going to be doing something for the veterans, too. We're doing something for the veterans. We have a special price available and all of that. And I'm looking forward to it. And I can't wait to see Nicole Marie. And meet Mr. Luther and all the folks. We're going to have a great time. So this is going to be something that is super, super exciting. And we've got a lot to offer. So
yeah.
It's going to be
very much so.
Yeah. So listen, what we are doing, we've been kind of getting some music, the playlist together for the show. I'm trying to mix it a little bit. We've taken all kinds of suggestions from you guys out there, along with what we need to kind of pull together, you know, from our music collection and all of that, so we can entertain everybody. And I'm going to have on some Whitney. Got to put Miss Whitney on. So listen, why don't we take a quick music break with Miss Houston, one of my favorites. I went to school with one of her cousins. Had a chance to attend the wonderful event with Miss Whitney's mom and all of that, in the street fern ceremony down in Newark at the New Hope Baptist Church and all that. But here's one of Whitney's greatest songs, in my opinion, because I love that song. And it was, I don't know if she ever really released it so much as a big hit, but boy, oh boy, take a listen. And we'll talk about it on the other side. This is Playback going to the... I'm not going to say how far we're going back. You'll have to take a listen. We'll be right back. Yes.
Around.
Live. Yes, it's Thursday morning. I just love I Bow Out by Miss Whitney Houston. I guess back in the 90s. That was one of the albums where she was taking a turn to like more R&B type music. I think Wyclef Jean was on there, and her daughter at the time, you know, was there on the song, on one of the songs. So I just love that album because to me it never got all the acclaim as the other albums,
right.
And there's some great songs on there that folks might have missed. So if you have not heard it lately, dig it up and check it out.
Love Whitney.
And
yeah,
me too. Always. We're going to be playing a lot of her music and so many others at this event on Monday, March 6th. I'm just excited to have a lot of folks coming out to the stage show. It's at the Gene Frankel Theater, which they have done such, I'm so honored, and we're on their website too, by the way, but I'm so honored. They have a big history in the African-American community. Cicely Tyson production with James Earl Jones and so many other folks. They've done a lot of plays there at this historic theater, and so I'm grateful to be on the bill. And, you know, and going to be mixing it up with our special brand. And I say, get ready. It's Carrie Hines Unloaded. So
wow.
I don't quite know what that word means. But anyway, I'll be there.
Uh-oh.
Or is it the, I have no idea. Or is it the opposite? Are you supposed to be loaded? I guess you're supposed to be loaded and ready to fire. I don't know. I know
something
nothing
like
about
that. Yeah.
Well, you're going to be loaded ready, Carrie, to unload a wealth of information.
I like that, Nicole Marie.
Oh, either way.
I love that. Yes. Well, Michael, you are an expert in all that stuff, too. What is it, locked and unloaded or unloaded? It's locked and loaded. You can't be locked and unloaded.
That means it's not looking too good.
Right. Only I can do that.
Who
okay.
don't want that?
Look.
Yeah.
Don't want that. Okay.
You're locked
Thank
and
you
loaded to unload, Carrie.
Okay.
In a positive way.
Well, listen, we're going to be doing that back again. It's Monday, March 6th of 2023. You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. You can also get tickets from us. You can go to hairadio.com. There's a big picture of the event. Click on that, and it'll take you to details. Tomorrow.
Cool.
Back here on the radio show. Tomorrow, we're live again on Friday. It's going to be a special show on the 27th, so I'm real excited. It's Fan Day Friday. We've got a surprise for you. I also want to take a moment to wish my sister, my big sister Shirley, who is out in Indianapolis, not too far from the Madam Walker theater show, the big theater they have there in Indianapolis, which is where Madam C.J. Walker had her historic factory. And so my sister lives near there, and it's so great. I do, again, big, big happy birthday to you, dear
yes,
Shirley.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my sister Shirley. She also was a co-host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show for a brief period.
Nice.
Back in about 2019, she also came on the show, and she was with me each morning. And we are a brother-sister duo for a little while right here on the show.
That's
so
awesome,
you
got
to go back and listen to those episodes. You can go back
and
check them out.
Yeah, that is. That's very awesome.
Love them. Yeah. So it was great. I've been trying to get her back on the show. She's busy traveling all over the world and doing all kinds of things. She's such a worldly firecracker. She really is. She's very different personalities. But we love a lot of the same things, though. We, you know, so one day I'll get her on the show and introduce her to you guys.
Yeah.
I was trying to get her at the event on that Monday. So she's still trying to get her ticket switched so she can come in. My big brother will be there, Dr. Leroy Hines. You guys have met him as well on the show. And we got a lot that we'll be sharing with everybody. So this is really huge, guys. Yeah. And Kyle, what can I do about Brother Kyle? He's going to be doing a live stage concert for us mid-show to kind of give people a nice break in between. And I'm super, super excited. He, you know what I love about Kyle Knight's performance? Yes, he is a rapper, but his music is so relatable to everybody. So people were waving their hands in the air. I said, whoa, older folks, younger folks, he has to play swaying. And so I'm really, he can perform.
Definitely relates to the community. I love
he
that.
He relates to the community. He's a smart young man.
That's
great. So I can't wait. Yeah, he's going to be great. And, so really some good stuff. So we certainly want you guys to come on out. And I think we have our incredible outro. There is a wonderful colleague that we have who takes care of this every day for us. She just does such a great job introducing you guys, kind of wrapping up our show, I should say. And when we have her here and there on some other little things. So, guys, we'll see you back here. Any last words, Michael, Nicole Marie?
For everyone, all of our fans out there, have a great day.
All right. Here's the outro. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern, for another edition. Stay with us.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most...